didn't write it down. But this is very important because, you know, California's on road to take our guns away from us, and that just doesn't work. You know, in Chicago, which is a gun-free city, a guy went in and got fired promptly, fired out of his job, and he pulled out a gun and killed five people. How can that happen in a gun-free city? You got any ideas there, Jimmy?
I'm at a loss completely.
That's how it goes
in these areas, especially Chicago. That was in Aurora. But, yeah, Chicago, they have the highest homicide rate by gun in the nation, one of them, and it's a gun-free zone.
It's amazing, you know, and you look at the – well, look at Mexico, the murder capital of the world.
Yep, exactly.
It's gun-free. It's against the law to have a gun down there. And, you know, it seems to me only the outlaws have guns. So, anyway, on from that, Wynn and Terry wanted me to mention that if you want to donate to our cause – you need to address a check to PECAN, P-E-C-A-N, Post Office Box 751, Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, C-A, that stands for California, soon to be Jefferson, 96073. And you need to write in the check. It's for the State of Jefferson Formation, or if you want to donate to Mark Baird's
Second Amendment.
Restraining order. He wants to restrain the state from making us concealed carry to where we can go to open carry the way the Second Amendment is written, right on the check, Second Amendment. And your donation will go to the place it needs to go.
And that's more than a donation. It's really an investment.
Oh, is it?
You're investing in the future of this area and your kids' future. Quite frankly, that's the way I look at it.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right to defend yourself. And then Norm out here has a grand reopening of the Reading Navy Recruiting Station. It's been closed for 2 years, and it's opening up. It's going to be at 2650 Churn Creek Road. That's here in Reading. It opens February 19th. They're having a ribbon cutting from 1 to 4 p.m., and, oh, they're going to cut the ribbon at 3, so be sure and come to that. Let's see. Adam McElvain is going to be there, and it promises to be a big event. So I haven't missed him, but then I'm past the age of signing up for the military. So let's go on from there. Jimmy, you know, the first thing that California is going to do here in the age of Gavin Newsom is pick on Proposition 13. You got any ideas on that?
You know, I was talking to one of my very liberal relatives down in L.A., and they were telling me that Prop 13, and I was going to look into it, and I didn't look into it. This was just not the night before, that Proposition 13, it keeps your property taxes low, correct?
Yes, it caps them at 1% of your purchase.
Now, they told me that proposition only is valid for houses that were bought when Proposition 13 was initiated and then before. So I'm not sure if that affects.
I don't think that's necessarily so. I think if you buy a house right now for, say, $100,000, your property tax rate will be 1%, which is $1,000.
Yep.
Plus bonds that are put on it. And that goes all the way back to when you purchased your house. But what the what Gavin Newsom and the state is wanting to do is separate business property from residential property. And that'll be the first step to rewriting it, and it won't be long if they get away with this to include residential property. They want to take residential property from the current 1% to 3%. Now, you know, that might not sound much if you're sitting there thinking, you know, what's 3%? But if you have a house that you paid $100,000 for, you're paying $1,000 property taxes, not a house, a business, say a little hamburger stand like Gifts Burgers or Fat Daddy's Barbecue or even Wilda's over here. Say that building is you're paying $1,000. Well, if they move it to 3%, that's going to be $3,000.
And if you buy a house for basically $200,000, it's obviously going to be
double that.
$6,000, which is $500 a month.
Well, this is just businesses they're picking up, on now, not residential. So if you've got a business property, which you take maybe Lumberjacks over there on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli Lane, I could see where that property could be sold for $1 million. Well, that's $10,000 a year he's paying on taxes. That'll bump up to $30,000. And you know what? They're going to have to pass that on. You know, it's a hard pill to swallow. And then you look at some of these new buildings they have in downtown Reading over here where Wildcard is located. You know, two-story. They've got living quarters on top and businesses on the bottom. I could see where that property might be worth $5 million. Well, right now that guy's paying $50,000 a year taxes. At $5 million, that bumps it up to $150,000. That's got to be passed on to whoever's renting his building, and that's got to be passed on to the consumer. I don't know. I guess I'd have to quit drinking beer.
Well, you know, Gavin Newsom has to figure out how to pay for free health care for all the illegal miners, which he says is $700,000. I think it's more like several million.
He thinks there's only 700,000 illegals in California?
Illegal miners, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's his projected amount of illegal miners he's going to give free health care to.
He must not be up in the times because they quit mining for gold quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, now you take and factor that into the cost of your meals, the cost of your entertainment, the cost of your beer, whatever you want to factor it into, and then you go on down to the minimum wage side of it. You know, with the minimum wage coming up, the business owner has either got to lay off a few workers or cut their hours and expect more work out of them. And it also affects the tips that the waitresses get. Yep. The waitresses are working for minimum wage, and they depend on those tips.
Absolutely.
And as a consumer, you go in there and you see where your meal has gone up, say, you know, 10, 15%, well, they start cutting on the tips.
Yes, sir.
And one gal I was talking to this morning, she had to take on another job just to get ends to meet.
I'm not sure why, when they implemented this California minimum wage, why they didn't do it regionally. You know, because, I mean, somebody in Modoc County that runs a little cafe probably isn't going to be able to afford, you know, $15 an hour. Whereas, you know, in L.A., you know, I would imagine it's a bit different.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, Modoc, they don't have a lot of state workers up there, and city, county, state workers, they're the only ones that can afford to go out anymore anyway, isn't it? But, you know, they get less tips, higher cost for a meal. You know, plus something that is a whammy to the waitresses is the way that their tips are factored into their pay, and they have withholdings on them, whether you tip or not, at a federal level. And there's just so many things hurting at them. I started, gosh, it's been 5 or 6 years ago, I started just ordering water with my meals. And I would factor in the cost of a drink and add it to the tip I would have left. And I feel a lot better about that, because when you're drinking soda pop, you're just drinking sugared water. And it's better for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you're drinking City of Reading water. It's got chlorine in it. How good's that for you?
Well, pretty soon they're going to start taxing the tap water. So.
Oh, boy. You know, I asked Brian Dolly that down at the Patriots meeting. By the way, speaking of the Patriots meeting, we've got a guy coming up this next week, Monday. His name is Stephen Frank, and he's running for the California Republican Party chairmanship. I guess we're breaking off now?
It's break time.
It's break time. Listen to some music here.
KCNR 1460.
Don't try and take my guns away. You're in the land of the free. This is the home of the brave, and I ain't gonna be your slave. So don't try and take my guns away. The American way.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely committed healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. From the bakery and deli, vitamins and supplements, organic groceries, and organic produce. All of the best possible products at the lowest possible price. At Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to KCNR, Jefferson State of Mind. And we're going to be talking. I'd like to bring up something about one of the rumors that you always hear about how the state of Jefferson cannot work. And that is, we don't have enough people. Now, in the 23 counties that make up the state of Jefferson, and this is not including Stanislaus, there are 1,916,759 people, and that's as of the 2015 census. There are 14 states currently in the United States of America that have less people than that. And those states are Wyoming, Vermont, Washington, D.C., which, you know, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Delaware, Montana, Rhode Island, Maine, New Hampshire, Hawaii, Idaho, and West Virginia. And if you guys got any questions out there about the things you hear about the state of Jefferson, you can always call us at 605-4567. Nick, what do you think?
Well, I think that with the state of Jefferson that we can open up the economy. You know, California has us screwed down to nothing. We don't have any logging. We don't have any mining. Our agriculture is over-regulated. And, you know, there's just so many programs that, well, actually, we won't be a welfare state like California. California has, what, 25% of the welfare recipients in the United States.
Yep.
And, you know, if the handout got cut off from the federal government, we'd be bankrupt. Well, as a matter of fact, we are bankrupt.
Yeah, and you know, that's interesting you say that about logging. I've done construction in California, and especially up here in Northern California, for 30 years. And all these pallets of wood that come in are from British Columbia and places like Idaho. And we're just sending all of our money out to those other states.
That's right. And we've got our forests are burning down because of lack of paying attention and taking out the diseased trees, the trees that could be consumed, cut into lumber rather than left out in the forest to rot. And you mentioned illegal mining. I didn't know that much. Miners, I didn't know there was that much mining going on in California.
Yeah, they're mining our pockets.
Hey, you know, you mentioned Stanislaus County. I think there's two other counties, and neither one of us can think of the names of them. We're not as well-informed as Terry or Wynn, but we do the best we can with the little bit we've got left to work with. You know, I wonder how many illegal aliens are in California.
You know, that's a good, you know, that's another thing. If you go to these big job sites, especially down south, there are so many illegals working on these jobs, and some of these are prevailing wage jobs. I don't know if they're getting prevailing wage. I don't know if the employer's skimming off the top or what. But these guys are so brazen, they'll tell you, yeah, I'm here illegally, because they know there's nothing that anybody's going to do about it.
Hey, you know, something just came to mind. We were kind of hoping that we could get some people to call in. Our number here is 530-605-4567, coming to you live from Reading in the great state of Jefferson.
And, looks like we got Pete on the line.
Hey, Pete. Oh, hey, thanks for calling, Pete. How you doing, buddy?
Well, good morning, Nick. I'm doing fine. I'm trying to catch up with you out here in Palo Cedro. I couldn't get your FM signal.
Oh, it's 96.5.
Yeah, I tried that. But at any rate, so I'm in my truck. But you wanted to talk about business in California, I believe.
Yes, and the negative impact laws and rules of the state of California has on businesses. What's your thoughts on that, Pete?
Well, obviously, you know, the elitist ideology of California, as well as New York and socialist Seattle and so forth, you know, it's creating a fake economy, Nick. We can't rely upon a real economy functioning. Take, for instance, the minimum wage. What did that do in Seattle? It created a problem for the restaurants, and it caused an increase in the cost. It's a fake economy. And when we have the overwhelming regulations that come to bear in California and the taxes, the fuel tax and such, it's a fake economy. And how does business function?
And that's just not California. That's across the United States in a lot of this also.
Of course it is. Look at New York. Yes. Same problems. Look what Ocasio-Cortez did to 20,000 jobs in New York because of a phony ideology. Drove jobs right out of the city.
How'd she do that, Pete? I hadn't heard about that.
Amazon was going to put another facility in New York and employ 20 or 25,000 mid-range jobs. And the politicians went and advocated against it, and Amazon said, screw you. We're not going to fight the politicians. We'll go somewhere else. Actually, New York City wanted to give them a $5 billion tax credit of some kind.
Yes.
But the politicians raised a fuss about it, drove it right out, and now a lot of people are mad at that socialist gal, Ocasio-Cortez, and her gang for there's the fake economy again.
Yeah, and how much money is New York going to lose in tax revenue because of this move? That's what you got to think about. Not only that, you know, where that facility was, all those restaurants, hardware stores, and retail places around there are going to lose a lot of money also.
All the spin-off economy, and that's what we're doing in California. That's why Jefferson's so important. Get away from this fake economy and get to something real, and then back to business can then function again.
Right. I mean, look what happened years ago when they destroyed the logging industry here. All these little towns just died because there was no money for the retail services.
The spotted owl farce. There you go. Environmentalism, ideology of the elite. Creating a fake economy and destroying an economy. Yep, you're right.
Well, you remember when Rick Perry was governor of Texas and he was actively recruiting businesses from California. We could be in the same boat with Jefferson.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, yes. We won't even have a corporate tax. How many of them do you think would flock here just for that?
Right.
And Ocasio-Cortez, wasn't she a finance major?
Oh, gosh.
That doesn't sound like it.
I don't know. I didn't hear about her. I think her credit rating was way down, so it didn't do her much good.
Well, but you look what she's doing to the party, which I guess as conservatives, we love it. But she's dragging the party further and further left, and those Democrats don't know rather which way to jump now. And McConnell wants to put her green measure before Senate and make every one of those senators vote one way or the other, and they're jumping around like a Mexican jumping bean.
Yeah, and then she wants to go ahead and put some funding back into NASA so we can finally launch the space needle up there in Washington.
Hey, we got a... That was a great call, Pete.
Hey, Pete, yeah. Thanks for calling. We sure appreciate it. Pete, this is Pete Peters from KQMS. He's got a show on every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. I never miss it.
Freedom in Action.
Pete. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Catch you next time.
All right. Hey, we got Bob on the line.
Hey, Bob, what's shaking?
Hey, Mr. Nick and Jim. Yeah, you got Stanislaus down there. You got Merced County down
there. Merced, yes.
And Modesto down there. And, you know, I look at it this way. I believe we have 25 counties, not 23. Because Del Nor and Humboldt are going to be a part of Jefferson, whether they like it or not, when we become Jefferson. So if you add that population, we have over 2 million people. If that isn't enough to run a state, I don't know what is. And not only that, but this governor is going to do everything they can do to drive business and the middle class people out of California.
And into the state of Jefferson.
Don't get Jefferson, this state has gone as far as it can go. I can't tell you what it really is.
Well, Bob, were you upset when you seen where Gavin cut the bullet train?
Oh, the bullet train.
You know what? He's not telling the truth there neither. Yes, the bullet train. Okay. There was over $600 million spent on this bullet train. There was never even a picture of what this thing was going to look like, how far it was going to go. And now, before Brown left, he put a $900 million more into it. For what? Who's getting this? Barbara Boxer's husband?
Well, when it was first implemented, or it was supposed to be $33 billion was going to be the cost of the bullet train. And through poor planning and a multitude of other factors, I have some literature on that I might get to later. But now it's up to $77 billion.
Yeah.
And they project it's going to go up to $98 billion because of, you know, litigation from really upset property owners and the cost of materials fluctuating up and down, or well, up going up, quite frankly.
Well, there was 300 farms down there that were taken up, and what they've done is they took the Americans that run it, they brought Chinese in to run the farms until they started building the train. Now Newsom is against the train. So where's all this money going?
Well,
and here just the other day, he mentioned the money that the federal government gave us for all this immigration and everything else. And Trump wants the money back, and he told Trump where to go pound sand.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know, Bob, we're on a hard break. Maybe you hang on. We'll keep this going if you want to. If not, great call, buddy. We're ready, Ashley.
Well, all right, I'll hold on.
Okay.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Black When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460,
96.5
FM. You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind. So what do you think about this business situation?
Well, Big Bob, I think they're going to take all that bullet train money and put it in CalPERS, just like they're taking our...
I rather doubt that. I don't think they care about CalPERS. You know that, to be honest with you? I think they're going to find a way to get it into their own personal pocket somehow or another, and they're going to tell CalPERS to go pound sand.
Well, you know, pounding sand might be the only job left to us by the time the liberals get done.
Can I do something that would take about a minute, and I'll let you guys have your radio station back? I'd like to announce the businesses in Shasta County that are back in the state of Jefferson that they don't always do on Sunday.
Well, hurry up. Get her done, bub.
Kevin Pump, Cannon, Valley Septic, Bob Hutchins, Strube's Equipment, Ron Rugelman, Lord Custom Sheet Metal, Rich Morgan, Skunkworks Motorcycle, Design Tile, Muse Trucking, Don Jimenon Construction, Solid Rock Construction, Kirk Mason, Linda Johnson, and North State Consulting Incorporated. These are all places that donated money for signs for the state of Jefferson so we can fight the things we're fighting.
I know Shameless Larry's has a big old State of Jefferson flag in their establishment.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a great one. You're doing a fine job. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
So getting back to the minimum wage deal, you know, that's Gestapo taking over, telling you. Where does the government get off telling you how much you have to pay somebody?
I don't know. I was just telling Nick during the break that my dad had a jewelry store, and he dealt in, part of his business was dealing in scrap metals. And this was about 7 years ago. His license to sell scrap gold and buy scrap gold went from $50 to $500 in 1 year, in just one shot. And that seems a bit exorbitant for the rate of inflation, don't you think?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, I was talking to a restaurant owner just a couple days ago, and he got a bill. He said he kept getting bills from this California Tourist Association, and he'd just file them away in the waste paper basket, and they sent him a bill for $12,000 because the California Tourist Association feels like he gains a lot of his business from tourists that they send up here to the North State.
Wow.
You know, and he said he called up another restaurateur that he knows, and the guy says, well, I don't know. I just assumed it was part of doing business. They've got all kinds of hidden little fees like that. I don't know how private people stay in business myself. I was looking the other day at taxes that is on gasoline. We've got a federal per gallon gas tax, an excise tax per gallon, state sales tax per gallon. And, you know, they charge a state sales tax on the excise tax and on the federal tax. Then you've got local sales tax. You've got cap and trade program taxes, low carbon standard program compliance costs, renewable fuel standard program compliance costs per gallon, refinery winter and summer reformation costs per gallon. And somebody told me that there's a 60-cent tax at the refineries before the gasoline goes to the station. And, you know, the consumer absorbs that, too.
Now, they don't miss a lick, do they?
I guess so. What do we got going on there? Do we have somebody away? We have a call?
We have Matt on the line.
Hey, Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning. I just had a question for the people who listen to your show. When are the people of Jefferson going to stop propping up the willfully ignorant, willfully impotent Republican Party? Continuing to allow these people to do nothing and not actually represent us so that they can maintain the status quo is not going to save us from the civil war that these people in Sacramento are desperately trying to provoke. When the government no longer follows the laws themselves, there's no longer any legitimacy to it. I realize that a section of our society has been brainwashed to worship the power that they covet. But without real change, revolution is coming.
Well, you know, Matt, I'm an independent, and I'm proud of that. I don't have a lot of good to say about I've got a little more good to say about the Republican Party as I do the Democratic Party, but, you know, it's just about two peas in a pod anymore. Where are you calling from, Matt?
He's no longer on the line.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He just wanted to say his bit and hung up.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Matt. We sure do appreciate it.
Yeah, and we got Roberta on the line also.
Roberta, little sister, how are you?
Well, just great this morning. The sun's shining, just beautiful, but I want to remind you that the majority of forest in our state is federal. So when you're handing out all this problem with not cleaning the forest, it's not California. They're a minor part of it. It's the federal government.
Well, you know, I think that when I believe that when there's a forest logging plan that comes up, that the state environmentalists jump on board and start fighting it also.
The Sierra Club and such.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. That's what's wrong with our forest is it's federally managed. And I worked in logging all my life, and I worked in a lot of private forests. And the poorest managed forest was the government-run forest.
Well, my father was a timber sawyer.
Is that so?
He worked at that 35 years. And I remember how many years there were that he went out on fires, and between the lumber mill workers and the woods crew and the fallers, they did a heck of a job on those fires.
Well, that's right. I don't know. You know, the fuel has just grown up so bad that you can't hardly fight them. But, you know, these fires that we had, the car fire and the camp fire, there really wasn't any merchantable timber in there. If they changed logging rules, they wouldn't have changed the fuel load on those places. They were more like in rolling hills with manzanita and oak and that kind of stuff.
And that pine, I don't know what they call that sort of pine tree.
Digger pine.
Yeah, the digger pine that's not very...
It's not a high-quality pine. But, you know, it all goes hand in hand. They're taking our money and doing something else with it instead of managing our resources.
Well, sure they are. And now they won't let a civilian help out on anything. In fact, you get fined if you do. Look what happened up in Oregon.
You know, that's always stuck, made the hair on the back of my neck stand up when the government starts calling us civilians. You know, I mean, really, isn't that the boss telling the little guy, hey, you know, get in line. This is the way it's going to be.
You're a peasant.
I know. It's incredible. Hey, thank you, both of you. Jimmy, love to hear you on the radio, and always tune in. So keep it up, guys.
Let me ask you something there, Roberto. What was your dad's name?
Art Marr.
He retired
about 1971.
Oh, okay. Wow. He was behind my time. I started cutting timber about 1975. I cut timber till 1988.
Well, he was the top faller in this area. Every spring, everybody was calling him, trying to get him to come to work for them. But he worked an awful lot out at Wildwood.
Yep, uh-huh. That's steep ground up there. I worked up behind Shasta Lake, and that's steep ground also.
Yeah, he called it the Trinity Flats.
Yep. Yeah, they call the flats over here by McLeod and over by Viola and that, they call it the Tabletop Mountains.
We moved up here in 1946. Because Shasta Box needed fallers. That's how we got. We were living up in the hills out of Oroville, and Shasta Box needed fallers, so that's why we came up here.
Boy, there was some timber up in Oroville. I got down there. Well, actually, I was born in Chico and lived in Challenge. That's where I was a newborn, up around Strawberry Valley and up in there.
Oh, yeah, and Challenge had the best peanut brittle you ever ate.
Is that so?
Yep, there was a little cafe there, and they put out really, really good peanut brittle. Of course, that was back in the 40s.
I heard that Jerry Brown outlawed peanut brittle because it's got too much sugar in it. I might have made that up. We've got us another caller, Roberta. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Who
keep
do we
it
got?
Up, guys.
Okay, I can't. Oh, we got Terry on the line. What do you want, Terry?
Hey, guys. How you both doing?
Well, you tell us.
I think you're doing great. It's just great. Dick, I always enjoy listening to you and Jimmy. You guys do a fantastic job.
Thanks, Jerry. That means a lot coming from you.
I told Jimmy if we run out of something to talk about, just jabber away.
You know, I was going to mention something. We had a caller, Matt, and he was saying how we keep hiring these inept Republican politicians, and it reminded me of when you talk to some of these. I've heard you ask these politicians, how do we fix it? How are we going to fix it? And they just have this deer in the headlight look, and they either don't answer the question or they circumvent it, and, you know, they do not have an answer.
Well, you had mentioned Steve Frank, and if folks go and listen to the archive and listen to last week's show with Sovereign Minds, I stayed over with Mark and Red and Linda. And Steve Frank was on, and we held his feet to the fire, as did Terry G, calling in from El Dorado County. I mean, there is no fixing California, and that's absolutely right. And we're taking these guys to task. One of the things that Steve Frank did, and again, he's running for the chairmanship of the Republican Party in the state of California. One of the things that he said was, he just was finding out about the court case, that we're doing, the CFR court case. And that wasn't the case. Terry G. called in. She had communicated with him verbally 2 weeks before, had communicated with him months before, had gotten emails back and forth from him on him commenting on our case.
Mm-hmm.
Yet representation, we know, is the biggest issue, yet Steve Frank isn't saying anything about it. None of these politicians are. How are you supposed to fix something that's unfixable? And I think Matt hit the nail on the head. I think we have to hold these guys to the fire. And I think in a lot of ways that's happened in California. There's only 10 senators that we have that are Republicans on the Republican side in the state Senate out of 40. And there's only 19 assemblymen out of 80 on the Republican side in California. But we have to hold their feet to the fire.
Well, they're going to be afraid to run and come up and be interviewed by you pretty quick. I've listened to last couple, and you guys hit them pretty hard.
But there are questions that need to be asked.
Well, Terry caught him in a lie, that's the thing. I mean, let's just call it what it is. She caught him in a flat-out lie. He's saying, well, I don't, you know, you just had found out about our court case. It just wasn't the truth. And the thing is that, you know, these guys are all moving toward their own power. The problem we have is we have so many declined estates, and we have so many independents. I mean, those folks, there's no platform. And I think that that's where we're gathering folks that are coming into the fold for Jefferson. Maybe it's time for a third party. There's still conventional thinking that we could fix the Republican Party from within in California. Frankly, I don't see that. The only thing that that's going to fix this is the state split, and I think people are starting to get the message. Very quickly, last night, Tuolumne County was a great event. Mark Baird was amazing. The speakers were all good. The auction items went real well. It was a lot of fun. We had about 150 people, considering that we had snow, a lot of it, which kind of inhibited people from coming. It ended up being a great event, and they raised the money for the court case.
Well, Terry, we're getting pretty close to a break. We sure do appreciate you calling.
Okay, guys, listen, I appreciate what you do. I mean, thank you for you guys filling in, and Nick, you've been amazing. You and Jimmy, like I said, you guys are just great.
Well, we're just jabbering away.
You're doing great.
All
right. Have a good day.
Okay, well, we're going to a break, but I wanted to get this in just before the break. See if anybody remembers where this came from. Drink Tree Frog beer. It gets you drunker, faster. That's a commercial from KZAP back in the 70s.
That was a Sacramento station, wasn't it?
San Francisco.
Oh.
If you had KZAP, you had it going on. Drink Tree Frog beer. Get you drunker, faster. Ashley, we're ready. She's ready to get rid of us, too.
You're listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the Hustle State.
Now, don't talk to me about the polar bear. Don't talk to me about the ozone layer. Ain't so much of it as in these days, even the air. They're running out of rhinos, what do I care? Let's hear it for the dog. Let's hear it for the trees. Ain't running out of nothing. In a deep freeze. It's casual entertainment.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
All right, welcome back to Jefferson State of Mind on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You can also catch us streaming worldwide on the internet. This is Jimmy and Nick. We're filling in for Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. And I was just talking to Nick again, and Has anybody out there seen the Covered California commercial? You know, you know, that's, it shows a person walking with a smartphone in their hand, looking at pictures of their dog and a cup of coffee in the other, and they trip over some, you know, curb. They're not even paying attention. And it just kind of irked me because, you know, that's a government subsidized,
healthcare,
and we're paying for some idiot that is looking at their cell phone, walking with their coffee in their hand.
And we're expected to pay for their, yeah, them not paying attention to where they're going.
Right. I mean, and the next shot is a guy on a ladder putting up Christmas lights. I can see that. That's, you know. But anyways, you had some stuff you wanted to talk about.
Well, what you just brought up reminded me of my son, Logan. I took him to a basketball game over at Enterprise High School, and we get out, and we've got to cross the street. And we're at the light, you know, and punch the button, and there's about a half a dozen other people there. And there's a car coming, and the light changes, and it says walk, and old Logan just heads right on out there, and I grab him by his shirt, and I said, hey, you got to make sure this guy's going to stop. And he did stop. And he said, I had the right of way. I says, boy, that's going to do you a lot of good when you're laying in the hospital, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what? He got the point. Same thing about driving. I said, well, I got the right of way. Well, you're walking while your car's getting fixed, too.
Yeah, when I was
the government takes personal responsibility out of people's hands, and pretty quick, yeah, they just don't pay attention to what they're doing.
Right. Yeah, I seen a guy get killed when I was about 13 on Churn Creek.
I bet that made an impression.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's not like seeing it on TV, I'll tell you that.
Did he have the right of way?
No, he didn't. He was it was evening time, and he was tried to beat a car that was coming through.
You know,
but
even,
I'll tell you what. For the next 10 years, I was completely paranoid about walking across the street.
Well, even if he had the right of way, I bet the driver felt like
hell. Oh, yeah, he was devastated. Yeah.
You know, we were talking about fees that the state comes up with, and they're bleeding over into the county and the city. Here's a good one that I was just told about last week. You have to get a permit for an above-ground pool, and that even I was led to believe that even means those little kids' pools you buy over at Walmart or Costco. And if they catch you without a permit and have one, you have to hire a contractor to take it down. Can you believe that? I says, you can just roll it up and put it in the garbage.
You also need a fence around a kiddie pool.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
5-foot fence. One of the guys
I think the 5-foot fence is to keep the chickens out because they don't want them going to the bathroom in there and the kids getting worms or something.
One of the guys I know has a house up in the foothills here, and when the fire came through, luckily his house was saved, but he had an old piece of junk shed out in his backyard, and it caught fire to the point where he had to tear it down, and they wanted him to get a demolition permit to tear it down
after it's been burnt.
Yeah. And this thing, it was a shanty little crummy shed.
Oh boy.
So yeah,
you know, I was talking to another business owner, and I didn't realize this. You have a business property tax, and that's not your building tax. If you're, say you're renting a place and you've got a computer business and you've got computers in there and big screens and everything, they come in and put a value on those and they charge you a property tax on that. Can you believe that?
Yeah, we just had a aluminum wood porch done, and our taxes went up quite a bit.
You know, the fun just never ends. You start a business on a shoestring and you make a little bit of profit and you buy a piece of a property, a piece of equipment to improve your business. And here they come along with their hand out wanting some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what some of these construction companies pay for their equipment, their Caterpillars and their earth movers and all shovels and all that kind of stuff, backhoes. Property taxes they pay, and that's why our costs go up so much. That's why food costs so much. You probably noticed how much food has gone up in the grocery stores.
Yeah, just, I mean, gas alone, transportation costs. I wonder what Ocasio-Cortez wants to do about international shipping.
Oh, boy.
Are we going to have sailboats or?
oh, no, they'll have to, they want to tax the water. I guess they want to tax the wind now. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I can't believe that they want to tax tap water. Come on.
Oh, my God.
You know, in Ireland a couple years ago, people were out in huge protests with thousands, tens of thousands of people because they wanted to raise the cost of water a lot. And, you know, it was amazing to see how those people reacted. And I think, you know, people here should take note of what's going on with the text tax and, you know, tap water tax. I mean, what else are they going to tax?
Well, they'll start inventing things to tax. I remember when they first started selling water in a bottle. I'll never buy that. Yeah. Buy water? Yeah, tell me. Give me a break. Now you're a dummy if you don't buy water. They've contaminated all the water so much. Well, let's see. They've got some new real estate taxes. I was hoping to have a fellow I know from the real estate community call in. I was told there's a 3% out-of-state real estate tax, that if you're going to sell your property and they know you're heading out of state, the state wants 3% of that.
Kidding me.
That's what I was led to believe. And then they've got another 3.5% tax, and I forget what he said that was for. But the state deducts it from your total, and to get it back, you have to file for it at the end of the year, which is basically they're just borrowing 3.5% of your money till the end of the year.
So they can put it in the bank and make some interest off of it?
Oh, well, I don't know. So they can spend it and give you an IOU on the way back out.
You know, some free medical care.
There's so many things that we could straighten out with the state of Jefferson. Education comes to mind. You know, we need to get the feds out of education. We need to get the state out of education. 34% of the kids that start high school drop out. Can you believe that?
Wow.
You know, and my thoughts are it should be a county issue. The county's take over the educational system, and you can see which county is doing a good job and say, hey, what are you doing that we're not doing? California's gone from the top 10 to the bottom rung in education in the United States. And I think that we pay the top amount per student.
I believe it.
And I know, you know, the teachers, they're always needing more money, but boy, that sure doesn't seem to be curing the problem. That's been going on and on and on and on.
Yeah, I don't know how to remedy the educational problem, because I know a lot of the teachers are good teachers and they work hard, but there's definitely something awry.
Yeah, you know, we're starting to run out of time here, and I wanted to get in. I'm not sure Jimmy and I are going to be back because we've been afraid to answer the phone. Rush Limbaugh's been calling, and Sean Hannity's been calling. We're starting to be in demand.
I keep telling them I'm going to call them back, but I never do.
I think they're probably going to tell us to stay home. We're giving them a bad day.
I'll talk to my publicist about that.
Hey, I sure enjoyed being here today, Jimmy.
Yeah, me too, Nick.
We'll do her again.
And thank you for everybody that called. Have a good week.
And we're so happy that the governor and Barrera, the attorney general, are suing Trump over the border wall. You know, we can't have a border wall in California. How would the illegals get in?
The bullet train?
Yeah, that's right.
Build a bullet train into Mexico.
Ocasio-Cortez, they asked her what she thought about Roe versus Wade, and she said that's the only way Mexicans can get across the river. Have a great day, everybody.
See you, folks.
You don't know us, you have no clue, and still you tell us what to do. We don't know you, what you face.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.